Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, MTAM for short, hosted by Melissa Burney. You've likely heard the automotive industry is changing, and Michigan is at the forefront of this paradigm shift, doing what we do best, letting our entrepreneurs and innovators lead the way for the nation and the world to follow. But mobility and connected technologies aren't just for use in the automotive industry. That's right. Mobility and connected technologies are changing every industry and impacting consumer expectations. Given the current emphasis on mobile wireless or connected technologies, TIE Detroit knew the time was right for a Connected World Connected Technologies event with a special focus on mobility, healthcare, and global connectivity. Joining me today is Tal Ganeshan, president of TICON Detroit and chairman of TICON Midwest 2016 conference, to discuss the event, what we can expect, and to share critical information about the role entrepreneurs play in the growth of these technologies. Join us. Tal, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to join you, Melissa.
We're happy to have you. So we're here today to talk about your organization's upcoming TICON Midwest 2016 conference. Can we start off by having you tell us a bit about the TICON Detroit organization, because you're producing the event, what type of organization it is and what it does?
Sure. I mean, TIE Detroit is the chapter of the TIE organization that is around the globe. It started as a networking organization way back in Silicon Valley about 25 years ago. And now has become the largest entrepreneurial organization in the world, fostering entrepreneurship that is nonprofit. And obviously, TIE Detroit is a local chapter of that. And the TIE organization also hosts the largest conference we call TICON Silicon Valley, and which is also the largest conference anywhere on planet Earth. And the TIE Detroit chapter hosts that modeled after that conference, and we host what we call TICON Midwest, and that's what this conference is all about.
How did TICON Detroit get started, and when did it get started?
You know, it started in the early 2000, so it's been there on and off, but I think, now we have come back strong, as you can see from the agenda that we have put out for this conference.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the conference. Is this the first time it's being held?
No. In fact, we had few of them. I think we started the first TICON, 2008. That was like a one-day event. And then, 2009 and 10 we did. It's a two-day event. And then subsequently, a couple years ago, we did. Now, again, that was a one-day event. Now we have come back really, really strong. And so now it's a two-day event that's happening in 2016.
Okay. How and why did the idea for this event come about?
I mean, as you know, as I said, the TIE Detroit is the largest organization with about 61 chapters and in about 18 countries. Because of the global footprint that we have, we thought that we could do a lot more for the local economy, Detroit and Michigan, of course, and really put the whole ecosystem into play. And so then we thought, with Michigan coming back, with all the, buzz we are hearing about, connected cars and autonomous vehicles, so we thought that we should, really help, position our state as the next mobility capital and move Michigan forward. And that's how this idea came about, to do TICON for this year, and that's how we came up with the team.
Fantastic. Can you give us an overview of the event and tell us a little bit about what someone could expect to see if they attend?
Sure. So, unlike other events, we have really, put together an amazing content, because content drives everything. Because, you know, we have so many conferences around there. So what we have done, Melissa, like any conference, we start out with grand keynotes. And grand keynotes are mostly educational and inspirational, coming out from successful entrepreneurs, policymakers, and so on and so forth. And then we have several content tracks, starting with, you know, connected mobility, connected health, global connectivity. And then we also have a couple on emerging trends such as artificial intelligence and fintech. And then to top it off, we also have mobility competition. It's much like, you know, a pitch fest where we identify six, you know, finalists, and then the winner walks away with a $50,000 investment into their startup. So we have a mobility competition. And then we also have what we call Tide 20 Awards. The idea of that is to identify top 20 emerging companies in five different hot verticals that are making, you know, a lot of progress in the whole country and around the whole globe. You know, IoTs, the sensors, health, fitness, again, connected vehicles, etc. You know, so all those cutting edge technologies. So that's what we have in terms of the content: grand keynotes, content tracks, mobility competition, and the Tide 20 Awards. So it's a complete coverage of the whole ecosystem is what we have. It's not just talk. It's a lot of action and then showcasing the entrepreneurs along the way.
Great. It sounds. I mean, I've taken a look at the agenda. And I've taken a peek at the keynote speakers as well, and it seems like an amazing event, and I'm really excited to be attending.
Oh, you should be. I look forward to seeing there, Melissa.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a bit about who the target audience is that you're looking to have attend the event?
Yes. So as you know, this is an entrepreneurial conference. To start out with, you know, we are looking for all the entrepreneurs to come. And entrepreneurs could be at several, you know, stages of their life cycle. It could be, you know, startups. It could be, you know, mid-sized company. It could be a large-sized company. So obviously, entrepreneurs and startups, of course, VCs. Without VCs, you know, we cannot have, funding. And then policymakers, students, service providers meaning, you know, the CPAs, the attorneys, the whole service providers, you know, that will help the entrepreneurs, of course, you know, from the university. So the whole ecosystem that will support entrepreneurship is would be the right target audience for our conference.
Okay. What would you say makes TICON Midwest different from other entrepreneurial conferences?
So the one word, if I were to answer in one word, Melissa, I would say action. What I have seen, and we have very carefully orchestrated in our TICON, many other conferences, people go, listen, talk, a lot of rambling going on, but there is no action. And if you cannot take an action, if you cannot start a new startup, if you cannot grow your business, if you cannot scale it up, then to me, it's much like going to the school and not doing anything with it. So in TICON, what we do is really, allow people to take action. In other words, coming out of it, not only they get inspired, but they go ahead and start a company because they find the mentors, they find the advisors, they find the employees. But this year in particular, we have this $1 billion investment, a pledge made by Manoj Bhargava, the founder of 5-Hour Energy, and that is really, I don't think any conference can offer that. So not only you learn, not only you get educated, not only you get inspired, but you also have the potential to get funding for your company, for your startup, for your next idea in healthcare, especially in healthcare. And $1 billion is a lot of money. It will take several years even to distribute that money. So that's really what is happening in TICON, and that's why I feel TICON is so different than so many other entrepreneurial conferences, not only happening in Michigan, but across the country.
Wow, I love that. You sum it up in one word, and then that one word being action. That's
yes.
Powerful.
It is.
So It is. It's just, it's simply amazing. And that's in all of the people that I've talked to about their various events, that is the one word that I don't ever remember them describing their event with. It's the connections, it's the network, it's the speakers, it's the whatever. Not that they weren't great events, because, you know, I attended a lot of them, but action, it's like, wow, hey, I want to be there. There's something happening.
Yes, and that's what we do at TaiCon, Melissa.
Nice. So I know that you have some really pretty high-profile keynote speakers, and we really don't have the time to get into naming all of them. So let's maybe talk about some of the panels that are going to be taking place at the event. Can you share some topics, maybe around, you know, one or two of the panel members? Would that be possible?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about them. I mean, if you really look at it, you know, we have the connected mobility. You know, in the connected mobility, we have a lot of CIOs coming. CIOs from, you know, major corporations are attending, like AAA, you know, and from Ford Motor Company. So you have a lot of speakers. I mean, there are hundreds of speakers. So you have 100 thought leaders coming into TaiCon, you know, distributed across the five different tracks. Then you have connected health. We have, you know, speakers coming from Dartmouth, people coming from Stanford, U of M. I mean, you have top, you know, schools, and then practicing physicians from Henry Ford, and then we have from Beaumont. So you have, you know, practicing physicians and students from that area. And then in the global connectivity, we have people coming from India, people coming from Canada, and then, you know, CIO from state of Illinois, CIO from ZFTRW. So you have a lot of CIOs participating in those kind of panels. Then we have fintech, and then we also have artificial intelligence. So all I would say is that, you know, we are trying to make, I mean, Star Trek is real now. You know, it's not like what we saw in the movie. It's already happening, and that is why we have artificial intelligence. You would see, when you come and see in TaiCon, you would see Star Trek is not a dream anymore. It's not a fantasy anymore. It is real, and it is happening in TaiCon.
Wow. And just the thought that you can meet some of these people and have an actual conversation with them during some of the breaks, that's huge.
It is. It is. I mean, we have 100 of them, 100 thought leaders from varied topics. It's amazing. And we will even also get to see drones flying in there, because we have John Romanelli from the Detroit Aircraft coming and grand keynoting. So he's going to talk about, you know, how Detroit assets can be used and really pursue cutting-edge technology. It doesn't need to be the hardcore manufacturing anymore, because that's really what the conference is all about. How do we take our auto manufacturing capability, combine them with mobility and technology that, you know, Silicon Valley seems to be ahead in the game, but how can we collaborate? How can we bring that aspect into Detroit, overlay on top of what we already have, and position ourselves, is really what this conference is all about, Melissa.
Wow, that's just amazing. Who are some of the sponsors of the event?
So, obviously, my company, Kaiba, is one of the major sponsors, I would say the grand sponsor, because I believe in it. And then we have New Economy Initiative, the largest philanthropic organization promoting entrepreneurship. And we have our Michigan Economic Development Corporation, MEDC, and Comerica Bank, Ameritrade, Acro, and then Vaticuri Ventures. So, and then the list keeps on growing. And so that's, those are the sponsors that believe in it. So I think we are about to make a lot of difference this year.
Fantastic. So we've got an excellent lineup of speakers. We've got a great two-day event, and we have fantastic sponsors as well. So
yes.
Sounds like a winning event to me.
Yes.
Let's talk about the event details, such as when is the event taking place, where is it being held, the cost, and then where can participants register?
Sure. So the event is happening on October 27th and 28th, which is Thursday and Friday, at the Henry, Dearborn, Michigan. The Henry is the old Ritz-Carlton. And the ticket prices range anywhere from $150 to $225, depending on if you are a member or a non-member. And the early bird expires on October 16th. After that, I think there will be a $50 increase in the pricing. Anyone can go to the website www.tyconmidwest.org and to find more details. And the website is being constantly updated. And so you would find all the information, how to register, and the contents. Everything is laid out very well in that website.
Thank you very much for sharing. What do you hope see the event achieve this year? Are there certain measures that will make you deem the event a success?
Yeah, so what we hope to achieve this year, Melissa, is this, that we want to position Detroit, Michigan, as the mobility capital. And so we are, you know, want all the successful entrepreneurs and anyone who wants to pursue entrepreneurship, join Tycon in that conversation and really take some actions that will put Michigan forward in that journey. And so that's really what we are trying to accomplish this year with the event. And how would I declare success, or how would I know it is successful, is really, I mean, obviously the basic metric would be the number of attendees. But beyond that, I think we're not just looking for numbers. We're looking for actual companies, you know, getting invested, right? That's one measure. How many companies got invested as a result of coming to Tycon? How many new companies were formed because of coming to Tycon? And how many people are able to scale, find new partners, find new employees, and how are they moving forward in terms of scaling their operation? So we will be measuring those three different tangible actions coming out of Tycon, and I think that's how we will declare success.
Wow. Sounds like a great way to measure success to me.
It is. Everything else is noise, right, Melissa? So we want to really focus on what really makes a difference.
Absolutely. I love it. And you know what? You were simple, concise, and direct. So I love
it. Yes. Because we don't have time. And we got to move. We got to keep moving forward.
Exactly. Things are happening, and you need to stay focused and in the present. I totally agree.
Yes.
Excuse me. As owner of a firm that has clients in the automotive industry, what is your opinion of the future of the automotive industry given the drive towards technology, and what do you think Michigan's role will be in it?
Yes. So, you know, as a person running a company which has a lot of clients in the automotive industry, and even myself being an ex-employee of Chrysler, I've been in the industry for so long a time. And so I think, you know, the future of automotive industry looks so promising. And, you know, compared to, you know, 7 years ago, I mean, look at where we are now. Now we are talking about connected cars and autonomous vehicle, and that's really going to take off with a lot of, you know, we have testing facility like M-City situated in Michigan. So we are at the best times now. And so I think that's where it's going to go really, really well. Like I said, how do we, the opportunity lies where we combine our auto manufacturing capability along with the technology and the mobility where other pockets of the world, especially Silicon Valley, has that. We combine that. We collaborate that. I think Michigan will be a fantastic place to be in. And I think the future looks awesome for Michigan. And I think our role, not for all of us, it's just not this conference, all of us as the citizens of Michigan, and especially entrepreneurs, especially young students who is pursuing STEM field, should really work hard to really position us and really make Michigan as the mobility capital, because we've been the auto capital for a long time, and we should continue on with this new technology, and that's what I see for Michigan.
Wow, very well said. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to share about the upcoming Tycon Midwest 2016 event?
So obviously Tycon, you know, and Ty Detroit are a nonprofit organization. So the ticket pricing is deeply discounted. This conference is not about making money. Our goal is to really foster entrepreneurship and really spark creativity amongst a lot of entrepreneurs. And that's what this conference is all about. And so I would encourage each one listening to this audio podcast to really take the time and come check out, learn, and together let's make the Michigan as the next mobility capital.
Again, very well said. Tal, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today. Connected technologies are creating phenomenal opportunities in all industries, and I'm really excited to see the changes and look forward to how connected technologies are going to change Michigan, increase jobs, better efficiency, and just really to see what's possible. I'd also like to thank you again, but also the people who are working with you who are involved in making TICON Midwest 2016 a reality. It's nice to see something different. It's nice to see such a robust event coming, and the speakers are just phenomenal. So I'm really looking forward to attending the event.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you for your generous comments.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'll look forward to meeting you then.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
MTAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile, wireless, or connected technology space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.